So today I'm in the Isle of Wight with my cousin Simon King, who I've seen a bit more over the past few years than I have for quite a few years before that. But Simon did come to my induction when I was in box. Simon, these are the basic questions. So the first one is, do you drink tea?
Oh yes, probably too much actually at some points, but yep, love tea.
And what's your favourite cup of tea?
I think made at home in my bone china mug, and to be honest, me making it because I know how I like it.
It is a really good cup of tea that you've made for me. I've been really
That's because I
impressed.
gave it to you in a bone china mug as well.
And it's a very seasidey mug.
Yeah.
And it is lovely, lovely weather today. I have to say, the journey over was absolutely spectacular. The next question is, how did we first meet?
Well, we're cousins,
We're cousins.
so our mums were sisters, and I guess we met at Christmas family parties when the family got together. I suppose that was the.
That must have been the thing, really, I think.
But that wasn't very often, and it was actually quite a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, Simon. Maybe we won't talk about quite how long ago it was.
We've both been on a bit of a journey since then.
We certainly have been on a journey. And I know when you came to my induction, and I was so pleased to see you, and I admitted that when I was a teenager, I used to pray for you. And I didn't pray for your bro for the rest of your family, which I think might have been a bit mean, but you were the one I felt called to pray for. It was strange.
Yeah, I think actually when I came to faith aged what 25, since then all these little things have unfolded and it's been really interesting because I led a bit of a wayward life with motorcycles and drugs and all sorts of stuff like that were messing my life up really. And to hear that there was a whole load of people in the background praying for me through some really difficult times in my life. That's just been amazing, really encouraging actually. So.
How do you respond to the statement Christianity in the UK is not dying but sleeping?
Well, I've been thinking about this. I know my experience of Christianity is, I think, quite wide and varied, and I think the church is alive and well in this country. I mean, I think there's different expressions of church and Christianity going on in the UK at the moment, but there's pockets of lively stuff where God is, really meeting with people. And I mean, we'd sat in our church this morning and sat on the steps in it's in a restored cinema above a nightclub in Newport on the Isle of Wight, and we sat in amongst a whole load of people sort of aged 15 to 25, and God's really impacting them. And there was people sitting around us, people that work in aerospace, people that work in a farm shop, guys that are recording music, other guys that are water sports instructors, and God's really impacting their life and changing their lives. Because as a youth leader, I work with a whole load of them, and I'm just amazed of how he's helping them through difficult times and helping them turn things around when it goes wrong, helping them support other people in the community. Whether they volunteer at a food bank or volunteer as a youth leader. I can see that some of them are, loads of them are just amazing role models. So I can see Christianity as alive and well. Although, I think just different expressions work out in different ways. I'm encouraged, but I'm also challenged that that's not the story for everybody. Not every church is thriving. Not every church is I'm really blessed to be at my church right now. So
It was lovely to be there this morning. It was great. I was thinking a lot of things during the service, and probably I ought to try and write them all down somewhere. But one of the things which I realised in the Lent talks is that we were talking about confession in the Lent talks, and how in the Anglican Church someone speaks God's words of forgiveness for you after the confession. That's the absolution. But for years, because of the way our church is structured, our church services are structured, it's very rare for me to ever have anyone speak those words over me. And part of what I'm really enjoying in my sabbatical is actually being in a place where I can let other people speak God's words over me. And I really felt that was something which happened this morning.
Yeah, several people came forward, didn't they? Mm. And a couple of guys, and even a young girl, I think. And she's probably one of the first times she's ever stepped up in front of, 100, 150 people. She spoke out what she thought God was saying to everyone, and just encouraging them to seek him, and he was going to do great things. So
we do have worship similar to that in our local setting on a Tuesday night once a month, and it was interesting. I can't always get to it, and I was thinking about the variety of worship that we have within our group, from all flavours available in the Libbrook group. I'm going to go on to our extended family questions now. Some of our extended family are Christians and others would not describe themselves as Christians. How do you think that affects our family dynamic? Sorry, that is a really difficult question.
It's a really difficult question. The people that I regard, I guess, as close family now, I do love my natural family, but I find that I connect better with churched family than I do with blood family. I mean, I'm not sad. I'd love to better connect with my blood family, but I think I have a lot of, I don't know, I feel very loved by my church family, very cared for. And I just connect on a, maybe it's a spiritual level, maybe a spiritual thing. It's a hard one to answer.
Yeah, I was thinking about my brothers when I was writing this question. And I think certainly my oldest brother has moved away from the church background that he had and he was in. And I think it does put a barrier between us. I think essentially because he thinks I'm wrong. And we're always saying over lunch how I got the impression in some ways that my dad felt that me being ordained was a teenage phase I was going through that has lasted into my late 40s. So
I don't think my family understand my faith. I think when I've tried to share bits and pieces, they have perhaps a cultural vision of what I'm talking about from their experience of it, and it's not my experience. It's very hard to share your thoughts and beliefs, and when I think people shut down when you try to talk about faith sometimes. I think that makes it quite hard. But with the people that I go to church with, and you know, we talk about stuff, and people tend to be quite open. So I think that's hard. I think,
yeah, in our marriage preparation we have a question about will you go to church when you are married, and I think people think we have that in there because it's the vicar and I want them to go to church, whereas on one level that's true, but what I have observed in some of the people I work with is in one person in a marriage goes to church and the other person doesn't, it can actually provide a strain in the relationship. I think that happens in wider families as well, actually.
I think early in our marriage it was a difficult thing. I started going to church loads and my wife didn't, but actually, I can see God moving in this. Look back on the story now. Around about that time her sister reconnected with her faith. And when her sister reconnected with her faith, it was almost like the green traffic light for my wife to connect more with God. And since she sort of did that independently of me, and since then it's been really good for us. We got baptized together and just both moved on. You know, but we have mountains and valleys. But actually, I think sometimes it works out like I'm on a mountain, and she's in a valley, or I'm on a valley and she's in a mountain. So it works well.
Good. The next question was a tricky one, because obviously you're a little bit older than me. Now, what year were you born?
68.
So you're 2 years older than me. Can you remember any of the time which we spent together as children? What was it like? Can you remember any of the time? Because we did see each other occasionally, didn't we? There's a photo of us in Hastings, isn't there, that you've got?
Yeah.
And was that your caravan?
I don't know. I don't think it was. I don't think it was. I don't know whose caravan it was. But I don't even know what we did those days, but...
I have this vague memory that somebody in the family had towed that caravan to Hastings so that Mum and my brother and I could have a holiday. But I don't actually remember whose caravan it was.
Could have been my parents, but...
I would have been... I mean, I was 10, I think.
I don't think they had a caravan, but it wasn't then.
But we used to have family parties, but they were kind of Christmas time parties, weren't they?
Yeah. And my dad had a lot of marionette puppets, string puppets. He would often get them out at those parties and do that, as was his want.
I'm not sure if I remember that or not. I remember coming to your parents' silver wedding anniversary. I think I remember the cake. That won't surprise regular listeners. But I'm not sure I remember much else, really. And it's strange, isn't it? Because the M25 was a great boon for our family, because actually to get from where we lived in Hertfordshire to where you lived in Kent without the M25 was such a troublesome drive, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, and one thing I do remember was that your parents had, I mean, they weren't so in vogue then, but they had VW campers.
We only had one.
It just seemed to always be a lot of talk about it breaking down or falling to bits.
There were,
I remember it being parked on the drive and we all climbed aboard and had to look over it. But there was just lots of stories about going on holiday with it and it was always breaking down. My parents always had reliable cars and yours didn't. And I do particularly remember that, because I was like, well, why would their car break down and yours did and mine didn't?
So it wasn't just the 70s, it was just my parents.
It could have been.
We did break down for 24 hours once on holiday in Gretna Green, and we had to park. And it was hard because obviously we were trying to sleep in the camper van as well. So we had to park and camp and get it fixed, and we stayed on this farm.
We never would have gone that far. Like my dad wouldn't have been as brave to go to Scotland.
Brave or foolish,
Cornwall
one or the other.
At the furthest from Kent, but never to Scotland.
Yeah.
And there's not many steam engines in Scotland either. So
no, that was always a big draw, wasn't it?
Yeah,
seeing that because your dad had these engineered steam engines.
Yeah, model steam engines.
Model steam engines. I remember them. What's your current job title? I guess I need to ask that before I ask this question.
Cowes Community Youth Worker, plus I'm a project manager for Isle of Wight Youth for Christ.
I guess that leads into the next question, you see. Yep. What is the best thing about working with young people?
Just seeing them grow in their faith and step into... just being who God wants them to be. When you see kind of young people stepping out, reaching out, doing things in their community, making a difference. Like I can think of one particular lad who has done a lot of youth work with me, and he serves younger people than him, because he got a lot out of the youth work we did when he was in the youth group, and he's grown up and then grown into being a youth leader himself, and he does a great job of playing games with them, serving them, and really caring about them. So that's amazing. And just love seeing young people. I don't know, it kind of breaks my heart when I see another young girl who came to me, and she was talking about one of her friends that she very much cared about. She wanted her friend to have to know Jesus and to find the love that she'd found in Jesus. And she just broke down in tears and cried about her friend. And I could just see that her heart was so touched. She wanted her friend to know Jesus, and she was just broken. And I love seeing young people caring about their friends so much that they want their friends to be loved and to know God's love. So that's one of the best things, I think. I love worship as well. I love it when young people worship, when they get engaged in worship. Soul Survivor is an amazing festival that we take young people to, and I see so many lives changed at that one particular festival. I think worship, actually, of all the youth work ministry I do, I think getting young people involved in worship and into an atmosphere of worship is just one of the most life-changing things. When they sort of engage with God on that level, I just think I've just seen so much change. And it's not anything you cook up or anything that you can make happen. It just sort of comes together and people worship, and they come out of that experience, that sort of meeting with God, and they come out different. I come out and they think about their friends or people that are bullying them at school. They think about people differently. They've got more grace and more patience and more joy. I think that's a light. Or sometimes they even get physically healed. So, yeah.
Wow. There's been, in the podcast series, there's been a reappearance or will be a reappearance of people who have been in youth groups, which I've led over the past years. And for me, seeing someone who's 14, but then seeing them when they're 24, and I'm going to say, and 34, is just seeing how people have gone on with their lives and how they've understood themselves. The last question, the wrap-up question, is what is your favourite thing that begins with T? You've had ages to think about this, Simon.
I'm not sure. Turtles.
Turtles.
Yeah, I think. I just love to wonder. I love scuba diving. That's one of my favourite things to do. And I guess I would just love to go scuba diving somewhere near a turtle. Not to touch it or disturb it in any way, but just to maybe swim alongside and just see a turtle. I've seen them in the Bournemouth Aquarium, which is it's not the best place for them at all, but I'd love to see one in the wild, untouched and just living its life.
Wow, that sounds.
Have you had any other turtles in this?
There's been no other turtles.
Oh, okay.
There's been no other turtles. I have to say, so that still remains unique amongst the vote of favourite things beginning with T. But we'll see, we're not all that far through. So I need to say thank you for having me today.
Oh, thank you for coming to the Isle of Wight. Come again.
Oh,
you're very welcome.
Can we guarantee such gorgeous sunny weather?
I don't know. It's a lovely sunny day today. It's quite windy here in the winter. But yeah.
It's been lovely. I will definitely be back.